USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third month, President Biden has recently requested $33 million from Congress in taxpayer dollars for additional aid for Ukraine. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Congressman Michael McCaul, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, responds when asked if he believes the aid package will quickly pass Congress.
Yes, I do. I think time is of the essence. The next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be very pivotal and very decisive in this war. And I don't think we have a lot of time to waste in Congress. I wish we'd had this a little bit sooner, but we have it now.
The cleanup after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the Wichita suburb of Andover, Kansas, continues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.